Hello, and welcome to the Fierce Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am Lynette Embry, founder of the Fierce Entrepreneurs Mastermind Group and Podcast, as well as Success for Life Coaching. If you are on Facebook or LinkedIn, please feel free to like these two pages, Fierce Entrepreneurs and Success for Life Coaching. These pages will have the most up-to-date information on them. Today's topic is goals. It's January and the new year. Most people think of New Year's resolutions. Some think of goals instead of resolutions. Either way, the new year is a fresh start from most perspectives. However, resolutions or goals can begin at any time. So here comes a little bit of a twist. Is your objective a goal, a resolution, a habit, or a routine? Let's take a look at each of those. First, let's look at a goal. One definition of goal is the object towards which an endeavor is directed or an end. A synonym is intention. Another definition is the finish line of a race. In fact, most definitions of goal are sports related. That was an interesting nugget I found when looking up the definition of goal. Second, a resolution is a firm decision to do something or a course of action determined or decided on. Third, a habit is a recurrent, often unconscious, pattern of behavior that is acquired through frequent repetition, customary manner, or practice. Finally, a routine is a set of customary or unchanging and often mechanically performed activities or procedures. A synonym of routine is method. So let's talk about goals. I have a goal of completing the Shamrock 8K in Virginia Beach in March 2024 in under 1 hour. Now, I'm going to ask myself if this is a SMART goal. Meaning, is it specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic, and time-bound? And the answer is yes, it's specific for sure. It's an 8K or 5 miles in 60 minutes. It's measurable and action-oriented, and it's even time-bound. The Shamrock weekend is March 15th through 17th, 2024 in Virginia Beach. The only piece that could trip me up, no pun intended, is the word realistic. Can I really run/walk a 12-minute mile? Right now, my answer would be no. But by mid-March, maybe. If I change my goal to completing the 8K in under 90 minutes, then I'm good. There's a finish line, a deadline, a definitive stop. That's a goal. A resolution is a decision of good intentions, I'll say. I could have a resolution to be a nicer person, to not get angry, to have a zero inbox at the end of each workday, to exercise every day, and so forth. My intentions are great. The question becomes, how can I measure my resolution? I want to exercise most days of the week. That's my resolution. What happens, though, if I get a job that requires me to be out of town for a week? Has my resolution gone out the window? I could take my walking shoes with me and plan on a 30-minute walk each day. What if, though, I have to catch an early morning flight and then a mid-afternoon flight back that doesn't give me the time to walk before or after? Well, we'll just not think about that, shall we? A habit, on the other hand, is a recurrent, often unconscious, pattern of behavior that is acquired through frequent repetition. Making my bed every morning is a habit. Brushing my teeth and eating breakfast are habits. I do them without thinking about them. What if I developed a habit to exercise each morning at 7 o'clock? That would be good, right? Other habits aren't so good, such as eating salty or sugary snacks before going to bed, and any of the other various bad habits you might think of. So how do we break bad habits? Well, that's a topic for another podcast. Finally, a routine is a set of customary and often mechanically performed activities or procedures. So how does one develop a routine? My answer is through small habits. Most people develop a routine in the morning and in the evening. This routine might include showering, dressing, washing one's face and brushing one's teeth, combing one's hair, not necessarily in that order for the morning. And in the evening, it might be a routine of eating dinner, doing the dishes, watching a television show, washing one's face, brushing one's teeth before going to bed. Perhaps there's even time for meditation or prayer in the morning or evening or both. So what is it that you want to do in 2024? Is it achieve a goal, fulfill a resolution, develop a habit, or develop a routine? Here's what I want to do. I want to work with more business owners, either in a mastermind group, an accountability group, or private coaching, or some combination thereof. I want to conduct more DISC workshops and deliver more leadership training, all while making a good living for myself. And I started to say that I'm not interested in being a millionaire, and then I stopped myself because, truly, what's wrong with wanting to be a millionaire? Nothing. So, I want to make a good living, and if I become a millionaire in the process, that's all great too. So, if you want to think bigger and play a bigger game in the world, then we need to talk, because I want to, too. We all have different strengths and talents, and my strength may not be yours and vice versa. So, how can we help each other in such a way that allows all of us to shine more? To be our true, authentic selves. I'm ready. Are you? If you're ready to do something different in your life, whether it be a goal, a resolution, a habit, or a routine, I would love to talk to you. Perhaps there's an opportunity for us to work together to make this happen for you. You can find my contact information in the show notes. If you would feel comfortable in a group setting, perhaps the accountability group is for you. And just this afternoon, I added another dimension to the group. It's a good mix of individual and group work. This is the year for you to achieve your goals and dreams, and for me to achieve my goals and dreams too. So until next time, this is Lynette Embry, creator of the Fierce Entrepreneurs Podcast and Mastermind Group and the Success for Life Coaching Accountability Group. I wish you a beautiful week with lots of great opportunities, and I will see you again next week.